Hold on.
Can you not?
Okay, welcome back to Postmodern Cowboys. This week, we decide to just chill out for a moment, you know, not focus on a topic that has to dominate the conversation, just talk between the four of us. We have two questions that can serve as prompts. One is, what's in a name, or how do we solve resource conflicts in Africa? Matt, would you like to expand on the latter question?
We're sellouts, man.
We're sellouts.
The cobalt in our batteries, it's just, I'm taking global environmental politics right now, and you will not believe that, like, what's the Dobbs Act we passed in 2010 in the House?
Yeah, what's the Dobbs Act,
it's
man?
It's like the Henry Dobbs Act or something
Henry
like that.
Henry Dobbs.
I don't believe
Henry Dobbs was in the Senate at the time.
Yeah, if you remember the 2008 U.S. recession, which is really easy for us to forget as millennials.
I believe it was Chris Dodd, and he was a senator from Delaware.
Well, yeah, so people tried to... In 2010, they tried to pass a law that would help the economy. Like, that was one of the... That was a bill.
The economy...
There was a bill that
helped everyone's mind.
The economy, and pretty much what happened was, long story short, I don't really want to go into it because we're so chill.
Okay, how about...
So, wait, no, I'm going to preface it with an ending.
Okay.
So, China's taking the natural resources that... So, if the U.S. doesn't take resources from Africa, it goes to China.
It's a lose-lose game, you see? It's a lose-lose game, so if we don't do it...
This season is my quest against China.
There's a lot to, you know, hate about. Well, not hate. Hate's a strong word, kids. It's just, you know, China's on everyone's mind nowadays. You know, it's on my mind.
First thing in the morning. I wake up and I think,
are they still there?
Yeah, I get cold sweats every now and then.
No, yeah.
And cold sweats about China.
Sometimes I have dreams. Yeah.
You know, it just makes you think, you know, what is in a name?
You know what? Yeah, what is in a name? Because, you know, they used to be called, like, you
wow,
know,
that was a pull.
The Imperial Republic of China, I believe they were called.
Anthony has a dartboard, and he tries to aim for the major cities where they have the most population.
Right.
It's very, very sardistic.
Right. I mean, you know.
Sadistic?
Sardonic. Like sardines plus.
Yeah.
A little bit of sadomasochism
We have a Sarah Palin over here. Sarah Palin, we're making up words.
Well, you know, I gotta stay relevant in this presidential race.
Of course. Gotta love the presidential race. I don't know what country they're running for, really, but they're there. They're all saying, you know, we have to beat China. This Donald Trump character, he says, I negotiate with Chinese all the time. Therefore, I should be president because, like, I will, like, negotiate with China and we will win. I know.
So.
I should just really go through life with this voice. I love it. I really do.
China, they're losers. That was my Donald Trump impression. That was my last,
yeah.
First and last.
Can you do any impressions, Michelle?
Of Chinese descent?
Or just, you know, people?
Of people of Chinese descent?
I think Donald Trump put it best.
Yeah.
I want to hear Donald Trump's opinion on resource scarcity, really.
Yes, because that's on his mind. Because, you know, you have to know that whatever he puts on his head is very, you know, rare, and it comes from
very relevant.
Some dark part of the world. you know.
Pluto?
Yeah, probably from there. It's actually the reason that they demoted it as a planet. Because
you guys are so nerdy.
Because, like,
my
you know,
eyes are glazing over because I don't understand.
We're talking about Pluto and how Donald's hair is from Pluto, and that's why it's no longer a planet. So,
no longer a plant?
It's no longer a planet, Matt. You have to listen. To listen to my voice.
No, his hair. No
listen
longer.
To my
well,
voice.
Well,
listen to my voice.
Well, you have to pay attention,
Michelle, that's
man.
A horrible Chinese accent.
Yeah.
I can't do a Donald Trump impression, but
okay,
I see the way
we all don't.
I see the way his mouth moves, and I imagine
yeah.
that I can.
It's like
Donald Trump.
That's kind of close.
It doesn't sound like, but
you
I can assure you, listeners,
human.
That it looks like it.
Like Seth Meyers said, you know, he's really rich, but no one told his voice. He still sounds like a smart egg from the Port Authority. He still sounds like that. So I have a question for Michelle. So you're from New York.
Yeah, I'm from New York.
So Trump's name is everywhere in New York, I hear.
I guess.
Does his presence loom large, like, like
Donald Duck?
Right. Like, do you like go down the street of New York and like go like, you look up and it's like, oh, there's the Donald. Nothing. You've never seen him. Never bumped into him.
If I was Donald Trump, I would get a tower, and on one side it'd be Donald, and then the other side would be Trump, and then the third would be a statue pointing at those two words.
I'm pretty sure that that's a metaphor for his life. So he doesn't loom large over the city of New York?
He probably does, but no one really looks up.
I would try to spell my name in the skyline. Like, with different heights of buildings.
Just for fun.
that's not that bad. That's a pretty good idea.
The T's a little hard.
Plus, your name is pretty short.
I went to Las Vegas twice.
Get your story straight.
Twice. And the second time I stayed in the Donald Trump Hotel.
Ah.
And it was fairly reminiscent of a penis.
Oh.
I was going to say phallus and then phallus, penis. A
right.
Phoenix.
You just committed
phoenix.
To it.
And then, yeah, like, there's a first level of the garage, which is rather large and squarish. Right. And then there's the rooms, which is smaller than, it's like a shaft.
Mm.
And then on the top layer of the garage.
What color is it?
Beige.
It's like a beige shaft.
And then there's, on top of the garage, there are like palm trees that are fairly reminiscent of pubic hair.
Right. Right, exactly.
So it's.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think he's just trying to put
nice
a signature
shaft.
on the
pubic hair.
A beige shaft.
The Trump beige shaft.
The Trump shaft.
Trump shaft. Exactly.
I stay at the top.
No, that's him.
Nah.
No,
I don't know.
I rent.
Oh, you rent?
Penthouse.
The penthouse? Is it sweet?
Because you get the best view. Why else would you stay in the penthouse? You don't order room service in the penthouse because it's too far for the hotel. It's too high.
Right.
And the food would get cold by the time.
Well, I like to taste the sadness on my room service, so.
And I think it's just the power of looking down. Like, that gets me full.
Right. I think it's the same reason that we, like, mine all these cobalts from the world. Because, you know, the same reason.
Looking down.
Well, it's literally in the ground, so, like, we have to, like, look
people
down.
People die in the mines. I don't joke.
People
about.
Die in the mines?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How many people?
People.
Do we know them?
How many people? People.
Do you know them?
We never will.
No one will. Well, I don't know if they died. I haven't seen them. So, like, you know?
So they must be alive. No, I haven't read about the news.
Well, I mean, I haven't read any news, so, like, there's not.
Yeah.
Have you read news, Brad?
I've watched The Daily Show.
Oh,
which is
no,
ending
don't,
soon.
Don't say that, Brian. Don't
we're not
that.
Sponsored by The Daily Show.
Well,
we wish we were. In September.
No, I'm not going to parrot. I'm not going to sit here and parrot for Trevor Noah. I don't think he's the man for the job. I honestly think it should be a Trump character.
Donald Trump should take
Yeah, those. I think that he should do it.
The Daily Show with Donald.
Daily
and
Show
The Daily
with
Show,
Donald.
Followed by The Daily Show with Trump.
Exactly.
Held at one of the towers, and then
there
they
we
moved
go.
The whole cast.
There we go. I mean, you already have the location. We can film it at the Trump shaft.
Michelle, what's in your magazine?
Hotel.
You know, this is what I was thinking. Okay, how is it that every girl, like, girl performer or girl singer, they always wear fishnets? And then I thought about it. I think it's because, like, they're trying to hide their cellulite or whatever.
Cellulite? What is cellulite?
Like, chunks of fat.
Chunks of fat?
Yeah.
Chunks of person with character and soul.
Exactly. Yeah.
Don't hide your character and
don't
soul.
Do you guys watch that? What is it called? Sex Masters? Or what is it called? Masters of Sex.
Sex Masters.
My dad loves that show.
Really?
It's on
Showtime. So I used to, and then like the second or third season, I don't know which one, but the later seasons are kind of boring.
Mm.
Like the first season was so good.
It's
and then
kind of like a metaphor for marriage. You know? That's kind of what it is. I hear I'm not married, but like, you know, my friend, what's my friend's name? Ricky. My friend Ricky.
Ricky?
My friend
Tell us
Ricky.
More about Ricky.
Yeah, well, he's a puppet, like me. And, like, you know, I set him up with my friend. And they're married now, and I hear that from them too.
The Republicans get married legally.
You know what? We face enough discrimination.
Coming out of Christmas.
Okay, I can't take it. Okay.
I can't take Christmas movies.
Christmas
movies that come out on Christmas that don't have to do with Christmas, like American Sniper.
That's
the most American Christmas movie ever made. What are you talking about? Die Hard was a close second. But American Sniper, that's two of our favorite words in the US. Americans and snipers.
Well, I think it's because people want to get out of the house, and so, like, they go see the movie. You know?
All right.
You just described how to see a movie.
No, but, like, everyone's in their house with, like, relatives and in-laws, and they don't want to be there. So they're like, hey, there's a cool movie playing. And so they go down and see the movie.
If you don't like Christmas, don't have friends or family.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't get along with their families. I'm pretty sure no one likes Donald Trump and his family.
Donald Trump likes his family.
Wow, I mean, can we just look at Jennifer Lawrence in this photo? Like, she, like, is literally standing
Let's all our listeners please look at Jennifer Lawrence.
Entertainment Weekly issue.
I'm her. Like, I don't even see her. I didn't even know there was another one here.
Don't.
Literally,
stop
like,
what you're doing and, like, go Google Jennifer Lawrence.
I can't.
Actually, don't do that because she has naked pictures now, so don't do that.
Why wouldn't you?
Safe mode.
Oh, safe.
Parent. Safe
there
mode.
We go.
Then
so
Google
we're the number one Adventist podcast, right?
I actually know we're not.
Well, that's
yeah,
how we're advertised.
Well,
we're number one in our hearts.
We're not really an Adventist podcast.
To support us.
We really should.
Ready.
This is like our ministry. I can't even do it. sorry.
Get back in character.
Okay.
Anthony and I, we were at a retreat last year.
Yeah.
And we listened
to... Well, I don't know who Anthony is, but he sounds cool.
We were listening to a couple who played music. They had great voices.
They were a couple.
Good musicians. And they played for so long.
Like an hour and a half.
And they kept calling their career their ministry. Their music ministry. And it's like, no, you're getting paid to do this.
No, it's... Yeah, right. Well, I think that's why it's a ministry, actually.
Because it brings in capital.
Money is a ministry.
Which is kind of depressing if you think about it, because ministry implies...
Ministry of magic.
You know. Exactly. Yeah. It was a ministry.
So this isn't even a ministry yet.
No. Well, I think
it's not even a class at Hogwarts.
Podcasting. Magic podcasting.
Exactly. Harry podcasting. we got something there.
Yeah. Well, J.K.
You know what?
Rowling.
We need to get back to J.K. Rowling and you know, tell her that we're fans. I don't think we even read Harry Potter. You've read.
Huh.
You have all.
Every
of them?
Person on Earth has read Harry.
You've read all of them.
No.
See?
Have
you read
all of
them?
Of course.
All of
I
them.
I think I read
course.
Only
up It's to called
the
being
one.
A kid.
Have you
Me
read
too.
All of them? All of them?
No.
Because after that,
See?
I was like, this
so
can
out
be
of all of
this,
out of all of
this,
only
there is really no
them?
Reason for this thickness
See?
Of
everything.
See? Did you read it when they came out? Or was there like a delay? Because me, my...
You read all the Harry Potter novels, you're automatically disqualified from being the coolest person.
No, because like if you grew up in Compton, that's
such
a good
thing.
There was no like
I know what
parent
that means,
guilt.
Man. I know what that means.
Of reading about magic. Like Adventist guilt about this is satanic.
I think that was
you can say anything satanic. Oh, these pancakes are a little brown.
Well, you know, and that's kind of what gets us back to our question. You know, what is in a name really? You know, and so you know, this is kind of funny because my voice kind of sounds like Sarah Palin, and well, sometimes it sounds like Sarah Palin in Muppet form. yeah, like oh yes, let's go.
Fargo. Coen Brothers.
But you know, it was called. It was the first book was called. You know, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone,
which is the best one.
Yeah, but you see, if it was in England, it's called Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone.
Oh, yeah.
So I think if my parents would have
if
seen
you read
that,
the books, this is like
you know
literally
what?
Like level one.
No, I know, but I'm trying to get back to like a topic here. So if it was called Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, I think my parents would have been okay with that because it was you know philosophy. But since it was you know like a sorcerer, that implies, you know, like... You know,
sorcery.
Like sorcery and magic and demons. See, because if there's magic, then there must be demons. You know, in some people's
minds.
So, you see? You see? What's in her name? What's
some,
in her name?
You have some crazy friends.
Friends? What do you mean friends? Parents. They're called parents.
Satanic.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Harry Potter. Yeah. What a devil.
No, yes. He's a wizard. So he's a sorcerer. So he's a Satan. Yeah. It worked. It works in people's minds. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Books have words. Words are pretty evil.
Yeah.
Like Satan.
Except the ones in the Bible.
You have except those words. Those words are holy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Ancient words, true.
Right.
Changing me.
Which, if you think
and changing you.
Which, if you think about it, like, an ancient book is a little bit more, like, you know, mystical than, you know, a book printed in 1992 or 1999.
So, or somewhere in between.
But I've read Harry Potter.
I like that word, circa. Circa 1999. Makes everything seem fun, like a circus is happening.
Yeah. So like a circus of history.
Right. Which sounds great.
Clearly, we need Michelle back.
We need Michelle back.
Yeah.
Michelle.
So we're getting so chill. We're podcasting
right
now.
This is my chill voice, my chill Muppet voice.
Yeah.
So,
have nothing to add. To
I don't. Yeah, I feel like I don't know.
This is what happens when we don't pick a topic.
We had a topic. Okay.
This is the example of why we pick a topic.
We picked two topics.
You need to chill, Matt. You need to chill
you
on
just
this topic.
Chill.
You started strong with this topic of the cobalt. So, yeah.
Where does the name cobalt come from?
Yeah.
Why aren't you thinking about the mines?
But you have a cell phone.
This is how we connect both of the topics. What's in the name?
That's such a dumb question. I refuse to answer.
What's
an environmental conflict in Africa?
I believe it was Shakespeare who came up with that. So unless you have a problem with Shakespeare,
I do. Shakespeare, come at me. Where are you? Bring your friends. I'll take you all on.
You know, there's something poetic about him trying to, you know, take on Shakespeare.
Why? He's dead.
Well,
what's he gonna do?
That's why I'm saying it's poetic. You know, it's like, I don't know.
It's a name.
Well,
Shakespeare.
It's a
very
powerful name.
You know what else is in the word Shakespeare? Sea.
Yeah.
You know what's in the sea?
What?
Sailors. You know what's in the word sail?
No.
There's no sea in Shakespeare, dummy.
Yeah. Come on. No.
I'm sorry. I know
isn't.
This is a clean
there
podcast.
Is a sea.
No, there isn't. There's
no way.
There's a K.
S-E-A, the word sea.
Oh, well, you'll have to do some.
Who's
magic.
The dumb one now?
But you said
what's
you
in
the
name?
Huh?
Okay.
Wait,
I didn't foresee
that. Like
I thought you meant
ocean?
The letter C.
No.
The ocean?
Yes, like the ocean.
Yeah, but they're not next to each other, the sea.
You could have said
spear. But it's in the
you
name.
Could have said shape.
Mm-hmm. We didn't say
they're
what's
in
a name successively. There was no adverb.
Yeah, but like, no, that doesn't work.
It's just
so
the English language.
Maybe, you know, to wrap this topic of chillness up, I don't know. Michelle, do you have any, like, last final words?
I'm not really sure what we were talking about this whole time, but I do.
Michelle,
really
what's in a name?
What's in a name, Michelle?
What's
in your name? What is your
me?
Do you know what your name means?
Yeah.
What
does
it mean?
Female version of Michael.
What does Michael mean?
Something messenger of God.
Oh, so you're the female messenger of God.
No, I'm just female version of Michael.
So female messenger of God.
No, it doesn't work that way.
Okay.
I'm just female version of Michael.
And Michael...
Can I call you that now?
Female version of Michael?
Yeah.
If
at 1L.
Mishwenel. There was... On one of the trips where we first... Not first, but where we, like, bonded with Michelle, there was another Michelle.
Oh, true.
Our Michelle has only 1L. The other Michelle had 2. So we differentiated by saying Mishtuel and Mishwenel.
My sister has 2Ls in her name.
Mm. Oh. And her name is Michelle.
My life goal is to meet a Michelle with 3 L's.
Michelle.
Okay.
It's like her parents
future
were just
parents
out
there, make it happen.
Yeah.
I love L so much.
But I didn't call her Lydia.
We're going to get away with it, and no one's going to stop us, because
we're
parents now.
Yeah.
I'm going to name my kid Bacon.
Bacon?
Junior Bacon.
Junior Bacon?
With rap.
I've always thought that if I had a pig, I would name it Haggis Hog.
I would name my kid Harry Pigger.
What?
And then people would think I'm saying a bad word in public. But I'm really saying, no, this is just my pet pig. It's a teacup pig. And then they go, oh, oink, but the cutest part,
Matt,
he would have
Matt,
a scar right here.
Matt, I say this.
If he doesn't have a scar, I'm not going to take care of
him. I say this
I'm going
with
love, to eat
him. You can barely take care of yourself. So focus on yourself and then the teacup pig.
I'm gonna get take a pic. She's gonna name Harry Pigger.
That's inappropriate.
We're a clean podcast.
We're a clean podcast. Apparently, we are. So,
Michelle.
Yes. Yes, hello, everyone.
I don't know, man. I think we covered both.
What time do we have on the
environmental conflicts the within Africa? Slate over there. We got 1 minute left.
Can we call it cobalt slates? Like, what part of it is cobalt? Tell me.
Well, there's
what part of cobalt is cobalt?
You don't even know, man. You don't even
as
know.
As a geology major, I'm gonna school your ass.
You don't even what part of my phone
please,
is cobalt?
It's a clean podcast.
It's the batteries, actually.
You just it doesn't have a battery, okay? Because I can't take it out.
So your phone runs.
It runs on. I don't know how it runs. To be honest, I don't have to know. I just charge it. Really, I don't even.
What are you charging in your phone?
Electricity.
What do you need?
It's a mystery, Matt. I like to suspend my disbelief.
So, if you have a suggestion of a topic,
we just gave you an example why we need topics.
Why we need topics.
Okay, whatever. You know what?
Feel free to email us at postmoderncowboys@gmail.com.
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 Or Facebook, Matthew Manset. Add me.
Perfect timing. Thank you for listening, everyone.
Good.
Have
Bye,
a great
everyone.
Week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.